I think because the original causes of displacement are actually still operating, they have not been resolved. We need politically headed solutions to unlock the political situation in order for the humanitarian development issue of IDPs then to be settled. So South Sudan, relatively independent state, conflict breaks out between the segments of the ruling party and the military. And that has gone on for quite some time until recently when the peace agreement was signed. But there's still sporadic fighting. The Central African Republic, there the conflict between the Muslims and the Christian groups is still very much a facet of life. When I went there, certain Muslim groups were actually trapped in enclaves. They couldn't come out of there, and if they came out, they were attacked. In short, there are issues about struggle for power and authority within the state and control of certain areas to the extent that the civilians are caught up in all of this.
This is it. It's always the civilians, the poorest civilians, who bear the brunt of this political infighting.
Yes, they have no means of defense in the first instance. You know, they lead their lives in the villages. And in those places, the authorities that are involved in the conflict have a priority to control the territory as part of their strategy of the conflict. And control of territory sometimes means evicting civilians who don't belong to their political or even ethnic identity, whilst trying to protect those that actually give them, you know, support. So it's a tit and tat issue, and it goes on.
As a special rapporteur, is there anything you can do to help improve the situation for these people?
The role of the special rapporteur is to act as a catalyst, both for protection, drawing attention of the international community that there is a problem here, the crisis needs to be dealt with. Most of the IDP situations are forgotten situations by the international community. So mobilizing international public conscience to the problem of IDPs is an issue. Making sure that within the UN there's a multi-agency attention to their needs. Often it's basic shelter, food, water, sanitation, hygiene, health, reproductive health care, and employment issues as well. Those are important to address. And of course, in the longer term, you're looking at really providing durable solutions for them. And the durable solutions need not be one or the other. They should all be available. And in those kinds of situations, experience shows that most IDPs prefer to locally integrate, live in areas where they've been displaced. But the alarming picture also is that IDPs are not consulted in terms of what solutions work for them. They know their situation better. They would actually tell you that and how their needs can be met in those environments, but they're ignored.